Hey, great friends. What's happening? Today is Thursday. Oh my God, dude. It's June 1st. Freaking half the year. June 1st. I mean, I'm starting things off with a 6 and then a 1. And then I got to remember what year it is. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studio, 7milecasino.com. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. There is no Grande. Grande sister is getting married up in the Nard this weekend. So Grande got Thursday, Friday off. And Iron Man is back. Big Brown back in the house. And Jason Lawhead is here today. So
shout out.
We're going to have a great show. Fellas, how we feeling today, Brown? I mean, after all this Iron Man talk, you don't take days off. You're the guy that's always here. I was saying yesterday, I don't know why you needed a day off. But if you needed a day off, something for reals was going down.
Hey, bro, listen, I'm undefeated on this show. The only thing that beat me is the legal system. That's all y'all need to know. Okay. The only thing that can keep me from this show is jail. Or the possibility of going to jail. So that's what I was facing yesterday. That's the only thing gonna keep me out this show. That's it. Jail. I had to see a judge yesterday. So outside of that, I'm here.
Yeah. Who do you think is closer to going to jail right now? You or me?
Oh, me.
No, I don't think so.
Me.
I don't know. Jay Law jumping in here. By the way, looking super sharp today in the original Fat Tony Kaplan and Crew black hoodie. And that's one, Jay, that a lot of people ask us, why don't we have that in the merch shop on the website? And the answer is, I don't freaking know.
Hard to
limited edition.
That's why.
Yeah. Why is that?
Hard to distribute.
Well, you know,
as the person who sent them out, as the person who drove to your home, packaged them, labeled them, drove them to the post office and individually sent them, it's harder to ship.
Jay, can you imagine? Me and Browner were so primitive before Alex actually just said, hey guys, there's a way to, Alex is like, hey guys, there's a way to do this. Like, you partner up with a website, we put up what we want to sell, they print it, ship it, sell it, they give us a couple dollars. Why don't we just do that? Me and Browner, like two morons, are at my house. We got boxes of hoodies. People were buying them. I don't even know how people bought them from us. I literally have no idea how we pulled this off. And then we would say to people, we like offered shipping.
Oh, Cousin Nancy. Cousin Nancy set up a pay system on our website.
Dude, it was so bad because we were
so great.
We were actually having to take the hoodies, put them in an envelope, address them, and then based on where you were or how much you spent, determined whether we lost money or made money, because the postage would screw us every single time. We were two freaking morons in my garage. I mean, what a bunch of dopes, man.
It was kind of like three people who wanted to start a small business. And then the third guy went, well, I don't want to be a part of that part of the business. And us two dummies were like, we'll do it.
Yeah. This is where the guys on Shark Tank are like, you guys are doing it all wrong. What are you doing? You get like, I love the idea. It's a great idea, but you're killing yourselves here. Where's the profits? Show us the numbers.
Right.
You know.
It was us.
It's true.
That's why we need help, Mark. We need help.
We need you, Mark. We need you, man. Right. Hey, I'm going to do something today that I've never really done on the show before. And I'm going to tell you why I'm doing it. So the Padres played earlier today. They started at 10 a.m. Okay. How many people do you suppose, like real people in real life, how many people watched the Padres play the Marlins earlier today?
Not a lot. That's a bad start time for a California team. I'm going to go with not a lot.
Yeah. Jay,
Major League Baseball decided to do that. They decided to eat this day on a lot of months years ago to eliminate as many, you know, rainouts and make easier travel days. That Thursday lunch man special is what they called it, I guess, all over the league, where, you know, teams would finish a 3-game series on a Thursday if it needed to be on an early 1 o'clock game all over. I mean, it happens all over. So they've taken that hit in, you know, this one or two times a month at all these different ballparks.
I actually hate it. I got to be honest with you. I hate day baseball. And I know that sounds really like a lot of people are like, you're a dick, man. No, it's just like, I've never enjoyed being at the ballpark on a weekday in the middle of the day. I've always felt, and I know it's me, I'm not nearly as busy as I think I am. And I'm sure as hell not as important, But I've always had this feeling of like, I'm at the ballpark in the middle of the day and I have other things that I need to be doing that are a hell of a lot more important in my life than being here. So I'm just kind of guessing that on a day like today, where not only are a lot of Padre fans confused, where the hell do I watch now? Because believe me when I tell you, people are busy in their lives and many people have missed this Bally's thing. I'm not saying a lot of people don't know about it. They do. But there's going to be a guy that's going to go home and he's going to try and turn on his TV and he's going to try and go to Bally Sports and the games aren't going to be there. And be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. You know, even next week and the week after, because like you said, it doesn't catch up to people right away. Sometimes people are like, what? Wait, I wonder why the Padres, where are they?
Can I just say this about baseball, man? Baseball does everything to itself. Baseball suffers from the most self-inflicted wounds I've ever seen of the major sports. Like hockey's got its attachment problems. It can't get Americans. It can't get a large number of Americans to dive into the game. Football has mastered it. Hook, line, sinker. College football and NFL football, they got us, period. We're watching, doesn't matter when, doesn't matter what time they put it on, we will watch it. Basketball, certain parts of certain people, we will watch. Baseball, you almost have to make it free for people to watch it on television. And well, now they've allowed this Bally situation to totally just disenfranchise a bunch of viewers. Well, so now you don't know where to watch.
Yeah, but I'll present the other side to you. And I know we talked about this a lot yesterday. Here it is. So
I was locked up.
Here's what I know you were. But they let you out, dog. They let you out. That you told them the show must go on.
You had one phone call, right? You could have called into the show.
Right. We could have gotten you out of this mess.
Shout out to the bail system, man. I wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case.
Hey, so here's the thing. So I said this earlier. I'm going to do something they have never done before on the show. Because I think that most people did not see the game earlier in the day. Okay? Why would you? Why on a Thursday afternoon? Let me rephrase that. Why on a Thursday morning at 10 a.m.
There you go.
Would the average person, even if you're a Padres fan, why would you be watching? You might check in on your phone, you know, but don't you have like something going on in your life that between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. you got things happening that you're not sitting around watching a baseball game? Of course. So here's what I'm doing. Guys, I'm watching the replay right now. I didn't watch the game earlier today. I don't know about the rest of you guys. 10 a.m., I got other things going on. I'm watching the replay as the show goes on. And I'm going to update you. So for those of you that are listening on radio, for those of you that are watching on YouTube that didn't see it earlier, I'm going to actually update you as the game is going on. So I'm watching right now, bottom of the first, 0-0 game. After last night, I can't even believe I'm watching.
Wow.
You know, don't do that about last night. Everybody's messed up. No, mm-hmm. Don't do that. Let Hater get his in too.
It's not okay? Just Hater. I'll tell you, man, I'm kind of turned off right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of turned off by the notion of we're going to buy a championship and it's just automatically going to work because we spent all this money. And at least through 50 some odd games, my email box, my direct messages on all the social platforms, and without exaggeration, literally everywhere I go, all people want to talk about is the disappointment of the Padres through the first 50-some-odd games.
Again, I'm going to preference this. I'm freaking out after game 82. Game 83, I'm on fire. Come see me. Unless they right the ship by then. All I will say to people is this. It's a long season. And what have they displayed that will tell you that they won't be good at the end of the year? The Mets aren't great right now.
The way they're playing right now. That's what they've shown us.
Last night's game is a perfect example, really, Browner, if you want to try to say what is it? Because Hader shouldn't even have been in that ball game. I mean, you get that kind of an outing from Snell against a guy that came in with around a 5 ERA for Miami, and you got a lineup that you spent money on. And you've already had all, you know, you score 9 runs the night before. You feel like, okay, can we get out of this thing, you know, and maybe these guys were paying all this money to start hitting the ball. And then you get yourselves in a game that Snell is white knuckling a 1-0 lead. That game should have been 5-0 going into the bottom of the ninth.
So let me.
With this team.
I want to make sure I get this right.
What do you need to know?
Here's the problem, because y'all know I'm the baseball expert because I called Salas. But I won't even get into that.
No, wait. Time out.
And I'm not hating on a hater. He's going to blow one once in a while. He shouldn't.
No, I'm just telling y'all. No, I want to give you your flower. I'm the baseball man.
I want to give you your flower. We gave you flowers yesterday. Okay. You know, I don't love to give flowers. I don't even like the phrase of giving flowers. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. We told the story yesterday while you were gone of how we were talking about how bad the catching has been for the Padres. And mm-hmm. I mean, like the offensive side in particular.
Yeah.
Right, and by the way, hey, they got this guy Sanchez from the Mets and he hit a home run yesterday. That was their only score at that time.
Right.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. And so Browner Googles top Padres catching prospects.
Whoa. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
We did the whole show on it yesterday.
Listen. Let me tell y'all what I did. Okay?
Look at this right here, Law.
My baseball well of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I brought up a bucket of prospects. And from that well, Salas is what I found.
What is he playing? Like baseball historian circa 1865? Yeah. What are we looking at here?
What I'm saying to you is, yeah, I went into my depth of Padre knowledge. Yeah. And I gave you a person who I thought could be successful today. Y'all came at me about his age.
Yeah, and you know
ever
what?
Seen Harlem Nights, the movie, Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
He looks like Red Fox. Remember when Red Fox had those glasses that he couldn't see, right? You
know, yeah. How about when Eddie Murphy gets taken out back in the alley, and what's the lady's name that winds up kicking his ass?
Oh, Della Reese. Yeah.
Kicked his ass.
I will shoot that nasty, gnarly, nasty old pinky toe right off your... I mean, a lot of other expletives in there, but yeah, that's one of... I mean, I'll tell you what, that's probably one of pound for pound. Coming to America, Harlem Nights, and Trading Places are my three... And he's had... What? Beverly Hills got me. I mean, he's had millions of them. But those three stand out to me as just laughing all the time.
No, for me, I would say Coming to America, 48 Hours.
Oh, 48 Hours is another great one.
And a new sheriff in town, and a name in Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool. Right on. Man.
And Nick Nolte's so good in that movie.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Nick Nolte's
but Trading
great
Places
in that movie,
ahead of its time. Look at Trading Places. And really, when you go
relevant
watch
relevant today.
So, I mean, such a... And so many themes in there that are, you know, race and social class and you know, all of the things.
Of what we're saying here, can I ask a really bad question that no one's... Okay. I'm gonna get the knock down against me.
Hey, look, all I want to say about the one thing about your boy Salas. You ready? Salas, here's one. Okay, real quick about Salas. On Tuesday, Browner says, call up this kid. He's 16 years old. He's your top catching prospect. We all ridicule Browner. You can't put this kid in a major league game, blah, blah, blah. The next day, yesterday, this dude is playing up at Lake Elsinore. Actually, it was that night. Believe it or not, it wasn't even the next day. It was that night. Kids up at Lake Elsinore raking, okay? Mm-hmm. Completely raking. And I think today, Browner, he ain't no 16-year-old kid no more. I think the dude turned 17.
That's right. One My step away from being a man, baby.
Hey, he a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
Put him on the Padres.
I mean,
take him off the Lake Elsinore Storm and put him on the Padres.
Robin Yount, Dwight Gooden. There are guys that have been ready at a young age that have had unbelievable careers. I mean, Gooden sidetracked himself, but then he was able to kind of get it back a little bit, and then he kept, you know, being his own worst enemy. But, you know, had the off the field stuff not, you know, hampered him, he would have been one of the great pitchers of all time.
If he hadn't got on that horse, he'd have been something else.
So anyway, we went from Padres and Salas, and then it was Eddie Murphy movies. And I don't know what happened after
that. But you said just going to have a...
I just want to get this out the way.
Yeah, we're warming up, Jay.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. One of the greatest actors of all time.
I know you're
greatest entertainers of all time.
I know people will fight that. I know people will fight that.
Who's fighting?
Because he doesn't have the level of roles of the Denzel Washington.
Oh, give me a break.
I'll tell you what.
Eddie Murphy is so much more a performer than Denzel. Denzel's a movie star.
Right.
Eddie Murphy is a performer. He's a stage performer. He's a movie performer. He's a television performer. And he's a singer and so on and so forth.
Eddie Murphy, have you ever seen Dreamgirls? Have you ever seen Mr.
This is what I'm saying.
Church? Have you ever seen Mr. Church? I mean, you talk about serious acting and amazing acting. And then I'm telling you, Eddie Murphy is on a Mount Rushmore of the greatest entertainers in the history of this country. You could even say a Bob Hope, who did it all from, you know, singing, dancing, vaudeville, radio, movies, hosting, all the different. I'm talking about, and Kaplan's right, Denzel's a movie star. Eddie Murphy's in another area.
Yeah.
Stand up, the voices, the ability to act, like you said, sing. I mean, you know, Dolomite, the project he did on Netflix about the true story of
party
of
all the time.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time.
That was a mistake. But
no, it wasn't.
I mean, you got to hold.
Whoa, man just said that was a mistake.
Party all the time was a mistake. What do you mean mistake? Mistake meaning what?
How?
To do that song.
No, it wasn't. J-Law.
What?
Jay. By that time, Eddie Murphy had so many, and I remember I tried to memorize them, audio cassettes where he was doing songs, that funny songs.
Well, right, but funny songs.
Right,
but this
one
he tried to be like, he was
right, because he could do impressions, and so he kind of mixed the fact that, hey, my impressions make me sound like a good singer, and then holding his hand to his ear in the studio and Rick James in the back just loving life.
Yeah.
Bro, that's etched in my memory forever. It was brilliant.
Yeah. All right.
You don't like it.
The video was here. The song was here. I will give you that.
So you mean to tell me if you were at a bar and they played Party All the Time, would have no reaction?
No, I'd laugh. It would be funny. I'd be like, oh my God, remember when Eddie Murphy did
not
this?
Me.
You wouldn't
not
dance
me.
To that?
Not me. No, right away. I put my hand to my ear.
Okay.
And
I'd have fun with it, of course.
Yeah, because that's the dance. It's like the
I love
dance.
Eddie Murphy. You're not getting, I mean, it's not like I'm, yeah, yeah. I hate we're not him saying, for
right,
doing
correct,
that.
Correct.
Don't
right.
hate.
So we're clear.
No, I love Eddie Murphy. Celebrate. You kidding me?
Right, of course. All right, listen. So J-Law's in today. Grande's out today.
Episode's going to be called Party All the Time.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right, we got a lot I want to get to today. So first of all, I said it earlier, I'm going to watch the Padres replay while we're on the air under the assumption that none of you guys were watching this Padres game. The other reason I got to be honest about it, the other reason I'm watching the replay while we're on the air this afternoon is because yesterday the game was early, like, I don't know, 3-something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when the game ended on Channel 4 San Diego, that's when Kaplan and crew came on.
Hey-o.
So we literally were talking about this during the show yesterday. We did not know what was going to happen with Cox. Once Cox got the Padres games, because Bally Sports San Diego went belly up, we didn't know if we were going to still be on. The Cox people were like, yeah, no, send the show. We got to put it on. So we went on yesterday after the game. I think what will be super interesting is this. When the Padres play at home or play in the Pacific time zone and people are accustomed to watching games from 6:40 to let's call it 9:00. And then we come on at 9:00, we are going to see such a monster spike in viewership because we're going to have a lead in of like the Padres baseball games, whether they're playing well or playing poorly, people are interested in this story rather than like, you know, some, you know, anti-aging infomercial, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like seriously, like this is going to be fire.
The thing I was gonna get to before we start talking about our love for the greatest actor of all time. Can you stop hitting anybody not named Tatis, Soto, Bogarts, and Manny when they come back?
No.
In the top four, can you stop doing that, Bob Melvin? Please, can you stop doing that? Hitting Kim or hitting Cronenworth or hitting, God forbid, Grisham. Anyone before those four dudes, you should be fired. Stop doing that. That's all.
Well, I think Machado comes back, he won't do that. I think there was a
he's
little
been doing
tinkering.
It all year.
I think there was tinkering early when Soto wasn't hitting and Tatis wasn't in the lineup. But I think since, you know, for the time that all four of those guys were in there, he tinkered about who might have let off and who might have hit second out of those four.
We can jump deeper into it. Absolutely. So here's what I'm going to do. While the show is going on, I'm going to watch the replay of the game because I'm watching the replay on Channel 4. I want to see what it looks like now that Major League Baseball is producing these games and it's on our channel, Channel 4. All right, so look, stick around, everybody. Got Browner, got Lawhead. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Today's Thursday. You're thinking about your weekend. What are you going to do? You know what? Think about brunch at 7 Mile Casino. San Diego Magazine says that Sammy's Restaurant and Bar inside 7 Mile Casino is the best brunch in South County, San Diego, according to its readers. 7milecasino.com. You want blackjack, poker, table games. You want amazing food, great bar scene in a smoke-free environment on the beautiful Bay of Chula Vista, and it's only 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. I'm telling you, man, you're going to have a great time. And if you're a great friend, this is where you play because these are our partners. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. All right, just getting rolling today. Got Browner, got Lawhead. Want to jump into the NBA Finals, obviously, and going to go back to the Padres. Stick around. This is Kaplan and Crew. Hey now, great friends, Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Grande off at the sister's wedding up in the Nard, 805 in the house. Browner is back. Lawhead is in. Hey, by the way, Brown, did I hear you rocking out to some Party All the Time during the break?
Look, man, I like Jason. Jason's my guy. We all know this. I don't know how you don't like Party All the Time, man. I don't.
I think it's funny when I hear it because you never hear it. And Kaplan says, it does take you back to a place and a time of my youth and whatever, like when I did love Eddie Murphy. But it's not a song where if they played it and then an hour, are they playing it? I would be like, seriously, are they playing this song again? Because after you heard it once, you don't need to hear it for about another 6 years when it surprises you and you laugh and you figure out where you were.
I was jamming. Sorry,
like the video came on, I'd watch the video. Like if it was on a screen, we all watch. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's great. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, I remember when that happened. But no, I don't want to hear that song twice in a long time.
Hey, Jay Law, before we get back to a little bit of what was going on with the Padres, we were talking about this, and they were playing earlier. And like I said, I don't think anybody's watching this game at 10 a.m. in the morning. So I'm watching the replay right now. I got it 0-0 through two innings. So for those of you that didn't watch the Padres earlier today and you don't even know what really happened, through two innings, 0-0, I'm watching the replay for you. Jay, have you found out yet? Because you guys last week crushed the La Jolla Comedy Store. Both of you guys killed it.
Yeah.
Jay, have you found out? Are we confirmed yet for the Comedy Store Hollywood?
Not 100%. Like I said, it's either going to be tomorrow or over the weekend, I would imagine.
All right, I just need to know, man. Sorry to put you on the spot.
That's all right. The minute I find out, dude, you'll be the first to know there's a few people in LA that want to know, and then you, and then boom.
I got to know these things. I got to properly plan. You know, I was planning on going to LA tomorrow to go see my boys, the Foo's Fighters. They're playing at the Whiskey A Go Go. So, I mean, like old school Hollywood, rock and roll.
Have you ever seen music
club
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool place.
Right. So, my buddy Brent, right, who's the lead guitar player, you know, he sends me a message. He goes, hey, man, are you still planning on coming? I'm going to leave your name at the door, you know, put you on the guest list. I'm like, hey, great. That's awesome, man. I'll see you there. So, here I am thinking that, you know, I'll get off the air at 7. I'll take an Uber. I'll be there by 8:30, maybe even 9 o'clock. You stop and get a little bite to freaking eat over here, right? And my man tells me, six. You ready? 11:30.
Oh, not till then.
They play at 11:30 on a Friday night.
Yeah, because it's a series of bands.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, 11:30. Okay, 2 o'clock. I mean, I'm like, I'm gonna scroll.
They probably only get to play for 45 minutes.
I'm like, I'm going to screw up my whole weekend here. So I can't be doing like an 11:30 show. Like shows should be long over, but I should be home and in bed by 11:30. And I don't mean to sound old on this, but man,
you do.
11:30 is kind of late though.
Well, you especially after you worked all day and you live in San Diego. Yeah. 11:30 is late at any age in that predicament.
I know. So, all right, well, you let me know. As soon as you know, if you're getting some of those valuable minutes at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, I want to make my plans.
It would be the Improv, but still.
The Improv?
Yeah, on Melrose.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no
I've been to the Improv on Melrose, too. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Comedy Store, though.
Not this particular gig I was telling you about.
Okay, no. All right, my bad. All right, so I'm rewatching Padres from earlier in the day, top of the third. 0-0. I assume most people aren't watching it. And I also am curious. We're going to put this in our email when we send it out tomorrow, where are people now watching the Padres? Like, did you find out yesterday, Jay? Are the Padres now available as part of your AT&T UVerse? Like, or do you need some sort of an upgraded package?
We need an upgraded package. We have literally the most basic thing because we went down to it right at the beginning of the pandemic, and we just said, let's just go down. We got to keep our internet. We've only got literally the up to PBS.
So did you? Have you found a way to watch?
Not yet.
Oh, all right.
I didn't get that far deep other than seeing, is it on my television remote control?
Would the $19.99 app work for you per month? Oh, wait, Brown, you don't like that. Is that because some people tell me that
Hell
sounds expensive?
No.
$20 a month.
$20
for access to only the Padres. See, if it was every game available and the Padres, because they're no longer blacked out, $20 a month, does that seem reasonable? Because I'm just asking you guys this. What is Netflix a month? $15?
Maybe $14.99 something, yeah.
Under $19.99.
Yeah.
Okay, Netflix is less. Yeah.
But they also just passed where you can't even share it with one person anymore. Now that's $7.99 to jump on top of that now. To get the second person on a second device or whatever.
Shared
a second
password.
Yeah.
Shared user.
But Netflix is less than this Padres MLB package, right? Netflix is less. How about I don't know. I don't know what I pay for Disney Plus, $7.99 maybe, $10? I don't know, something like that. Okay.
$10.99.
HBO Max, which, by the way,
I have no idea.
HBO Max? Thank goodness I have it right now. Max. Because, dude, I'm on a Succession binge. I'm trying to catch up. I've got terrible, terrible FOMO. Everybody knows what happened in Succession. My son watched it. Everybody I know watched it. I'm still stuck back in season two, and now I'm in a binge.
Who's your favorite character so far in the show?
I love Shiv.
You love Shiv. Okay. Interesting. Good.
I find her to be so unbelievably sexy.
Awesome. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Great. You're going to see. Okay. And then who would you hate the most right now? Or who do you just
I can't stand the little brother, Macaulay Culkin's little
Roman
brother.
Roman Roy. Okay, good.
What's his name? Interesting.
Roman Roy.
He's hilarious.
Sure. He's got some great lines.
But he's like a disgusting guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's always creating problems for everybody at all times. You know, where I am in season two, they're on this like retreat and he goes into the lawyer. I don't know her name, the corporate lawyer. And he goes into her room and he's in the bathroom, like, you know, doing his thing.
Sure.
You know, while she's outside telling him what a bad boy he is.
Yeah.
And they go up on stage and they're trying to do damage control. And he freaking.
Yeah, we've all seen the show.
Stupid.
I was just curious because I was just curious who you like and who you hate the most and where that might evolve because I'm going to ask you that question again at the end of the series.
Okay, and I also can't stand the big brother, Kendall. Can't stand him either because he doesn't say anything. Like, what? Why is he in the role that he's in? Because he doesn't do anything or say anything. And then when he goes in the back of the plane and he starts screaming at everybody, you know, and intimidating everybody, you know, hitting their computers, punch that little kid.
Yep.
Brown, are you watching Succession?
Rich white people?
No, I'm good, bro. You already know the requirements of me to watch a show.
Yeah.
Succession ain't got none of those.
No, you're right. You're right. That's true. That's fair. I can't really argue that. That's true.
No.
All right. Hey, this segment on Kaplan and Crew is being brought to us by our friends at Medcline, medcline.com/greatfriends. The CEO of Medcline is this guy, Rick Slider, and he's like hardcore Padre fan. I mean, really hardcore. And tomorrow, Rick's going to stop by the show. I can't wait to hear what he's going to say because of the way things have been going. And I'll tell you guys, if you have any shoulder problems, like we had this one listener who sent me this message. He's like, bro, I got into this terrible mountain biking accident in Big Bear. And I never went to the hospital and I don't know what I did, but my sternum, my shoulder, my back, all the pain radiates. I can't sleep. Next thing you know, he tells me that he went and bought the Medcline system after hearing about it on the show. And he says, vivid dreams, deep sleep, pain-free the next day. He's like, game changer. And I'm like, okay, look, if you think this is an exaggeration, bro, go try it for yourself. Okay. And when it works for you, you're going to be like, hey, thanks, man. Tell my story too. Medcline.com/greatfriends. If you have problems sleeping because of chronic shoulder pain or acid reflux related issues, Get onto this website, medcline.com/greatfriends. You'll save 20%. Okay. So, guys, tonight starts the NBA Finals. And I know both of you guys are big, big NBA fans. I know this. On one hand, I look at the Miami Heat and I think all heart, all grit, all toughness, all culture, all the things you say about a team that you think seems to be kind of outmanned or finds ways to beat teams that maybe others perceive to have more talent. And on the other hand, with Denver, I look at a team that is well-rested, has home court advantage, has been building towards this moment for a long time, has sort of a defiant kind of young coach, has a us versus the world mentality. Nobody believes in us. You know, nobody respects us. So on one hand, I could see Denver sweeping Miami in this finals. But on the other hand, Miami's got way too much heart. They'll never go down like that. And I'm inclined to be rooting for Miami. But my head says Denver. So I'm looking at you two guys who know more about basketball in your pinky finger than I'm going to know the rest of my life. Jay Law, who's winning the NBA Finals and why?
I think Denver's going to win it. But I think it's going to go long. I think it's going to go at least six and maybe a seventh game. And I'll tell you why. A lot of the things you say make a lot of sense, right? You know, Denver, you know, Miami has, you know, is played up and above their heads against opponents, theoretically, I guess. You know, Denver's well rested. Denver's at home. Denver's a one seed. Denver has the best player in the NBA, arguably right now, and the way they've gone. But I will say this. I think if, you know, I don't think high altitude is going to be a problem for Miami. I think when you look at Miami and had you know, conditioning or being tired or banged up been a problem, they would have crumbled in game seven in Boston because it would have been this long road. They've been playing 40 playoff games. Let's not forget the Miami Heat have been sitting in a, are we going to make the play-in or playoffs since January, February? Okay, so they've been playing that kind of basketball for a long, long time. And, you know, I really think that, you know, series will make adjustments throughout a lot of times, and Spoelstra's a great coach. Malone's a great coach. And Denver's great. Denver is what Boston has been trying to become, you know, building for years, getting to this spot, having the home court. Boston had it last year against Golden State, couldn't close a deal, came back this year, you know, folded like a cheap tent. And then you have Miami. And if I'm Miami, I know I'm outmatched and I'm probably the team looking up in this series. But tonight I'm doing this if I'm Spoelstra. I'm putting Butler on Murray. I'm putting Bam on Jokic. And I'm not double teaming anybody. And I'm going to pick my poison and I'm going to say, I'll let Jokic get 46. I'm not letting him get 14 assists. I'll let Murray shoot 27 times from the field, and if he buries them in our face one-on-one on Butler, or is he's getting it, then we'll try to maybe make some adjustments on double teams going into game two, and I'll look at the tape. But I think I can win this way, and if I can go steal game one on the road because I put Jimmy Butler right up on Murray and up in his – I put Martin over on Porter Jr. I make them guys guard them. Yeah, they're bigger. They're going to have an advantage in the paint, all of that stuff. But I'll let him work hard like a boxer has to over a 15 round and get the decision if he gets it. But I'm not letting him get these ridiculous triple doubles. I'd rather have him have 46 and 4 assists than 29 and 14 assists.
All right, Jason Lawhead. I like it. Hey, while you were on that incredible rant, I just want to let you know, because I'm watching this Padre replay, that the Marlins have just taken a lead in the bottom of the third, and it's now 1-0 Miami with a runner on second. And so I'm doing the replay today because I assume none of you actually watched the game earlier in the day. All right, Browner, you heard what Lawhead said here.
Mm-hmm. Party all the time, Browner.
Come on, Brown. Tell me about the NBA Finals. What's going to happen? Because, you know, I will admit there's a little emotion in this for me, meaning, you know, I am a deep-rooted Miami Heat fan. That's like my first, like, because when I grew up in South Florida, we had the Miami Dolphins. And then the Miami Dolphins, eventually, when I was graduating high school, became Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat. Then there was the Florida Panthers, then the Marlins. And so, you know, I watched South Florida go from being a football town to being a four-sport town. So I have a soft spot for the Heat, and I have tremendous love and admiration for Pat Riley. I really admire that guy. So I'm rooting for the Heat. I feel like Jason unemotionally just told us Denver's going to win. So, Brown, what do you say, man?
What happens when a try-hard team meets a talented team also trying really hard?
Good question. Good. Very good.
You're going to get rolled. If you look at what Miami's done, they beat Milwaukee in the first round. Giannis missed two games. He missed two games, and then he missed a half a game because he got hurt in the first quarter. In the second round, they were better than the Knicks because the Knicks had Jalen Brunson, and that was really it. In the third round against the Celtics, they played the most schizophrenic heckle Jekyll, heckle and Jide, or Jide and whatever that's called.
Yeah, Jide and Hyde. Jide and Jekyll.
Heckle
and Jide.
Whatever. Chuck and Jive. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They beat them. And they tapped out in the last game. They tapped out multiple times. Mm-hmm. Miami's road to get here, even though they should be given credit for it, wasn't very hard. And now you're going to play a team who in the first round beat an upstart team with three really good players on it. That's the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Rudy Gobert.
Oh, and Rudy the second, Gobert.
Come on.
Rudy Gobert multiple times defensive player of the year.
Oh yeah,
he wasn't. That's a crap. He wasn't who he was in the past this year, was he?
And that award isn't what it is. Who was the defensive player of the year this year? And look what the Celtics or the Lakers did to him in Memphis. Anyhow, go ahead.
I'll give you that.
Gobert stinks. Anyway, go ahead.
Then they played two good young players. Then in addition, you follow that up by beating LeBron James and Anthony Davis. By the way, a healthy LeBron James and a healthy Anthony Davis.
No. Don't you know that the excuse makers for LeBron are saying that he was not healthy and his foot was really, really damaged. And that's why we didn't see full LeBron. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? He scored 31 points in the half of the fourth game. He wasn't healthy. Please
hurt
stop using
ass.
That
okay.
as an excuse.
I'm going to tell you something.
Hold on. In go addition yep. to that, they also beat Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. So they've beat some of the best players the NBA has to offer, trying hard, being the underdog in two of the three series. Everybody thought the Suns would beat them. Everybody thought the Lakers would beat them. And they were the best team in the Western Conference all year long.
Everybody thought the Suns would beat them and the Lakers would beat them because everybody doesn't know anything about basketball. I'll tell you something that's different between the Heat and everybody that you just named. First off, the Suns are in the same boat the Celtics are. I don't care if they got Durant. I don't care if they had two Durants and two Bookers. That team was a heckle Jekyll mess from the bench to the front. Everything was off with that team. The Lakers, as great as they looked going into that series, they big advantages, much like you said about the Heat's road in the first couple of rounds. Big advantages just to get to that Denver series, and they were smoked. I'll tell you what, whatever you want to say about Bam Adebayo, whatever Bam Adebayo shows up, because a very offensively effective Bam Adebayo did not show up to Boston in Game 7, but what he did do is get 10 rebounds, 7 assists, block some shots. He's way more active than Anthony Davis ever is on his most active day. That's the Heat advantage. They are playing together really well. Denver hasn't seen a team this gelled and cohesive in their run. I don't care. In Minnesota, so much talent. That franchise is a mess. Gobert came in. They're punching each other on the bench. I mean, so Denver has a team that has gelled. You mentioned Riley. They've got Spoelstra. Jimmy Buckets is the sole leader, and he knows it. There isn't a 2-3 star. Whose team is it? It's his team. Adebayo is a great sub-star. They've got role players playing all the roles, as Jimmy Butler calls them, teammates. Look at Duncan Robinson. I don't think Denver's going to let Duncan Robinson do what the Celtics let him do, for sure.
but they're going to find their ways. And tonight's going to be a big kind of feel out. How do we adjust going forward? Remember, a lot of teams have been down 2-1 in NBA series, and they've looked cooked, and they've come back to win them. So even if Miami is down 2-1 in some respect, they're not out of this thing. And I think as long as it's 2-1 somewhere after three games, whether they're ahead or they're down, Miami's still got a really good shot.
All right, stand by. Wait, stand by for one quick second here, because I'll keep this going. I just want to tell everybody, I'm watching the replay of the Padres from earlier in the day. Padres are down 1-0. In the top of the fourth, Ha-Seon Kim comes up, hits a double, then steals third. Then Tatis hits a ground rule double to right center. Kim scores, and Tatis is dancing on second. Bro, please chill just a little bit. Like, get good and then dance.
Yeah. He is good.
No, I mean the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just mean the team. And I understand, like, the notion of wanting to be swaggy, you know?
Oh, in Miami, it scored in the bottom of the third, so it's 1-1.
Right.
Okay.
It's 1-1. Right, 1-1. So I'm watching the replay under the assumption that none of you guys watch this all day. All right, listen. Let's come back. Let's give some final thoughts here. Because, Jay, you started out with, I think Denver's going to win. Browner, I haven't heard who you think's going to win. Tell us in a second. And then I'm going to kind of listen to both of you guys, and then I'm just going to make my pick. It's like horse racing. I'll ask five different guys who's going to win the race, and then whichever guy I believe the most, that's where I'm going to go. So we'll do that coming up. And I can't believe it. It's just June 1st, but I'm already jonesing out for NFL football. I'm going to explain why. Coming right back. Stick around, along with Grande and the Brown Man, although Grande today is being played by Lawhead. This is Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Much more to come. All right, great friends. Hey, it is a Thursday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Grande off to the sister's wedding in the Nard, 805 in the house. So Browner moves over a chair and Lawhead comes pulling in. And it's great to have everybody with us here today in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. I said it from the beginning of today's broadcast. I'm watching the Padres replay because the Padres played the Marlins earlier today at 10 a.m. We'll see how far we get into the show and how much game there is. But what I'm watching right now, Padres were down 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Kim had a double. Then Tatis had a double. Kim stole third, by the way. It was 1-1. And then I'm just trying to watch to see what happened here, but Tatis just scored. And a runner on second with two down. Let me just see what happened here. Let's see. Well, anyway, I'll fill you in here.
And as I'm looking down, the Marlins run is unearned to Musgrove. It was off of an error. San Diego has an error.
All right. Dixon hit. Dixon. Sometimes, man, the Padres hit me with names. I'm like, who? What? I don't
know. Who he played for?
Yeah, I'm lost here. I am lost.
Brandon Dixon.
Yeah, first base. I'm
just drove in a run.
Yeah. Anybody know that name, by the way? I mean, like, I admit it. I've been watching a lot more basketball than baseball here recently, but my goodness.
I only know minor league players.
Yeah, that's right.
That was his second at bat.
Oh, okay. Well, now I don't feel so bad.
No. Okay. No. I'm sorry. Of this game, I'm reading the wrong set.
He's second at bat today.
He's played 13 games this year, right. 33
second
at bats.
Second at bat of his life.
Right? No, I was reading the wrong stat line.
2-1. Cronenworth is up now, and I'll fill you in on what happens. So, Browner, all right, we were in the middle of this NBA Finals conversation. Jason started off this entire rant of his by going into Denver's going to win, but it could be really close, and here's why. Brown, you brought up what I thought was a great point, which was what happened, and this is what you said, what happens when a team that tries really, really hard comes up against a more talented team that also is an all-heart, tries really, really hard kind of a team? So you're making me think that you're going to pick Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And you're making me think that Denver is the analytical choice, not the emotional choice. Talk to me.
I think this is going to be a four-game sweep.
Wow.
I think the third game in Miami will be close. But I appreciate what the Heat have done. They don't have enough weapons. They just don't. This is the You talk about that this is the most cohesive team that the Nuggets will have been played. This is the, this team has more firepower than any team that Heat have played. I agree.
You will not hear me disagree. And I absolutely, you're making great points. There's no doubt.
And their firepower is 6'10 guys. Aaron Gordon, 6'10. Michael Porter Jr., 6'10.
Right.
Jokic, 6'11, 280.
Right. Like, Miami's done this, though. They've beat a bigger Milwaukee team. And I know Giannis is limping around a little bit, but the game he didn't play is the one Milwaukee won.
Missed half the year with a knee injury.
I take these into consideration, but what I'm talking about is size and size around the positioning. But other than Brunson, New York was a very big team, and he just kind of played tit for tat with Vincent. Much bigger around the front line with Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle. I mean, guys that were all over the place. The Hartenstein guy that came off the bench. I mean, they were bigger and stronger at a lot of positions. Boston kind of leveled out. Miami didn't have to worry so much. But what Miami can get you to do, and bigger guys, and I know Porter is athletic and Gordon's athletic, that's an advantage. But if Miami can create turnovers, which that's been their thing, and size really doesn't have a lot of if they can get into some full court pressure, some traps around the half court line, which they've done, they do really well getting into passing lanes. You get those big guys out, they want to make those guys chase what Miami has. And if they can get Martin, if they can get Highsmith coming off the bench now, he's probably going to have to play some minutes to lean on guys like, Porter Jr. when they try to slide Vincent over to Caldwell Pope. So, I mean, look, Miami has its challenges. There's no doubt. But I think Miami also throws something that has been the poison to all these other teams that could affect this series. And if getting out in the open court, creating some turnovers, and not letting Jokic just dissect them by passing the ball while he's quietly scoring 31, then I think they have a chance. But yeah, clearly. I mean, so you say four, I think it's at least six. I think it's going to go seven. I think it's going to be the opposite of the Boston series in a way. I don't think it's going to go 3-0, 3-3. Denver in game seven.
But I hear you, what you're saying, and I said this to you guys from the beginning. On one hand, I could see the Nuggets legitimately sweeping Miami. I just feel like Miami's smaller. I feel like they've had to work really, really hard for a long time to get here.
So have the Nuggets.
They have, but Denver was in first place all season long, and they did have the number one seed, and they had all this home court advantage, et cetera, et cetera. And Miami had to claw their way in through the play-in. And one of you guys even brought up that in the early part of the play-in, they were down late to Chicago, and they were on the verge of elimination.
Yeah.
So they've been playing this playoff caliber intensity basketball for a really long time. Listen, people talk about Tyler Hero coming back. I'm like, well, what's he going to be? I don't know. Like, people are talking about
they're
that. It's going to swing this series.
No.
So on one hand, I could see Denver sweeping Miami. But on the other hand, Miami's just got too much heart, too much grit, too much Heat culture, blah, blah, yep. blah, too much Pat Riley on their organization. So, Browner, you tell me, what is your official pick then? Because Jay says
they won three on the road in Boston. They won. Uh-huh. They won three on the road in Milwaukee. They won a road game in Madison Square Garden, and one of them that they lost, Jimmy Butler didn't even play in. So this team can go on the road. They're not afraid. They can go get theirs on the road. I think they're going to at least win one in Denver, and maybe Denver goes and. And maybe Denver shows us that they're one of the great teams of all times, and they just absolutely do exactly what Browner says. And I will not be surprised, and I will applaud them. I just think, to Kaplan's point, there's a little culture there. There's Spoelstra there. There's Jimmy Butler there. He's the alpha dog, and everybody knows it, and there is no confusion. There is no what other microphone gets the question. It's always Jimmy Butler.
So what's the pick, Brown? What's the official pick?
He says sweep.
Sweep!
Nuggets sweep official pick.
I'm not coming off it. Sweep.
All right. And sweep. This series
not a gentleman, not a gentleman sweep, a man sweep. A deadbeat daddy sweep.
All right. And this goes two games Denver. Is it three games?
No, Miami? 2-2-1-1-1
Okay, it is. I just want to make sure it is 2-2-1-1
It used to be 2-3-2 but they changed that. Maybe
so here. So years. Then, so then in that case, 2-2-1-1-1 I'm going to go Denver in five.
Yeah, it's not a terrible pick. That's probably if I would. I think in Vegas, that's like the least amount of money you can win on the plus side of it's like plus 150 or one plus 160 Denver in five. Denver sweeps a little more.
We have seen the great when this is over, you will have seen one of the greatest years ever put together by a guy playing the center position in the history of the NBA.
And won't that be interesting? And we'll finish up this basketball talk. We'll go, I want to go into some football with you guys. Wouldn't that be interesting that Jokic won the MVP the previous 2 years. All the talking heads criticize why he wins it. They pretty much did a campaign this year to say that right. And don't make no mistake. I mean, a guy like Kendrick Perkins came out and said it, you know, for everybody to understand. You know, he won those MVPs because everybody's kind of blown away that a white guy can be like this. You know what I mean?
Correct.
When you got athletic guys who are, you know, more fit looking, more yoked looking, and are black guys. And so Perk called it right out. And so a back-to-back MVP who didn't win the MVP this year could lead his team to a championship this year. Yeah.
I like that he didn't, though. I was almost kind of like, okay, you had the back-to-back. You guys fell short. Go get a finals MVP, and then we'll start giving you the regular season MVPs again and look around and see some guys that fit the criteria of being, you know, right there to lead their teams. I had no problem with him not winning it this year. Because I want to see him win the NBA Finals MVP, which he's totally capable of and probably will. And if the Nuggets win the world title, he will probably almost likely, unless Jamal Murray has a 60-some point game somewhere, be the MVP.
Hey, let me do this. I want to talk some football with you guys. But before I do, hey, Jay, let me shout out my guy, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage, Mountain Trust Realty. And I focus on the realty side of things at this moment. But how'd you like the conversation yesterday, Jay?
Good. I mean, I literally had a conversation about with my wife about that conversation that evening. So,
you asked a lot of questions that a lot of people would want to ask. It's not just a 28 or a 30 or a 35 year old person who's like, I'm trying to buy my first house. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, if you're trying to buy a house, getting into the market is a daunting thing to think about. You know, hey, I'm going to buy a house for $1 million. Okay. Where do I come up with the $200,000 in cash that I need to put down? And then what are my payments on an $800,000 loan? What's the taxes? You know, what's the insurance like? And so, Jay, I thought your questions yesterday to Gary were like the perfect things that so many other people are thinking about. How can I do this? How can I stop paying rent and actually become a homeowner and start to build some wealth? And he has all these programs like, dude, you could buy a place for $700,000+ and not put any money down. By the way, home run here. I can't believe this. Gary Sanchez, the new Padres catcher. I'm watching the replay.
Yeah, he just went deep.
In the top of the fifth, just hit a solo home run. My man has been with the Padres for two games and has two home runs. And the funniest part of all of this is we were talking about how with runners in scoring position, neither of the other two catchers can hit. Now he hits another solo home run, two solo home runs. So he hasn't had runners in scoring position, but my man has shown up, put on a Padre uniform and has two home runs in two games. Anyway, Gary Cooper. So Jay, I thought you did a great job.
Yeah. And he was so quick to the answer, which was like, that was great. So he had like three answers right away. And that makes you feel like you can have a discussion. Like I said, I would went down, talked to the wife and said, hey, you know, then well then when we get some time, we're going to have to sit down and learn some more.
Yeah. And that's what he does for you.
Yeah.
That's what he does for you. All right. So let me tell you guys that, I know it's only June 1st, but I'm feeling like I'm starting to get into the mood for football. I don't know why exactly, other than maybe like I start to see these lists. And when I read these lists, I start to think to myself, man, I can't wait for football season to get here. And I know that the NBA finals are happening, but my intuit factor, if you will, you know, am I into it or am I not into it? the Lakers and the run that they were on, I was into it like 97, 98% of the way there. My intuit factor for the NBA Finals is at about a 72. How do I determine? That's higher than you thought?
I know. I thought it was lower because you were sitting there talking about how you grew up in Miami at the birth of the Heat, and you were, you know, around a high school age. I would have thought that the NBA Finals would have had as high of a percentage as the Lakers.
But Jay, just to give you an idea, when the Chiefs played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, my intuit factor was at about an 82. Okay. So it's not like I'm 99.9%.
Why so high for the Lakers? Because you're an LA ESPN kind of a guy, and you guys
that's the team that we're covering. Those are the games that I'm going
to. Understood. I got you. That number threw me off. Compared now, I know why. That gives me a differentiation.
Let me take it away from stats for a moment, and let me put it into real English here, real life. You ready? My girlfriend says to me, "Hey, I'd really like to take my mom out to dinner for her birthday, you know, but I don't want to do it when there's a basketball game and you're sitting at the table and you're watching the game on your phone."
Oh, my God. Your wife could ventriloquist my wife right there. That's like you're not. So if we do this, that thing isn't going to be be a game.
Right. My girlfriend legitimately said to me, "Hey, look, I want to take my mom and dad out to a really nice dinner to celebrate my mom's birthday, and I want you to be there, but I want you to be present, so I don't want to do it on a night where there's a basketball game, and you're sitting at the table, and you're watching the gosh darn basketball game, and you're not paying attention to anything that's happening." So she said, how's Monday night look? And I said, "Well, I'm not going to get off the air till 7 o'clock, so I don't think your mom's going to want to wait till 7:30, 7:45 to have dinner." She goes, "Well, Sunday is the game. And I think the game's at like 5 o'clock on Sunday." She was, "Sunday's the game." And I said, "I will watch the game later that night. I will tape it, record it, DVR it, whatever. And I'll watch it later. I will go to the dinner and not be on my phone the entire dinner watching the game." And she said, "Can you really, really do that?" And I said, "I can, because my intuit factor is at about a 72%. I'm going to guess you guys are locked in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I like this one. I like this matchup. I'm 98, 97, 98. Yeah, I would have been like, if that question was posed to me, I would have been like, "Looks like we're doing brunch." "Looks like it's lunch on Sunday."
You know what? Schmucko over here never
I'll
even
watch
thought,
it later.
Never even thought to present that as an option. "Hey, I have an idea. I have an idea, babe. Your parents live down south. How about if we meet them at 7 Mile Casino? We go to Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. We have brunch on Sunday. It's the number one brunch in South County. What if we do that together?" Why did I not even ask? Why didn't I think of an alternative? "Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we do brunch?"
I don't know. I'm 100% in. My number is nowhere near. It's 100.
No, no.
100
no.
For me.
No, man. You can't be at 100. 100
Why not?
Is like, because 100 is like the Bulls playing the Suns in the NBA Finals.
So then
that's
you don't
100.
Really understand my appreciation for basketball. Like, I will be watching the pregame show. Mm-hmm. That's how 100 I am in on this.
If it's 2-2 at any point in this, obviously, if it's a 2-2 after a game four, I'll be 125% in.
If it's 2-2 after game, in fact, I'll check that. I'll
it's
be
2-1.
If it's 2-2 after four, yeah, my intuit factor goes from a 72 to an 89-90.
If it's 2-1, and even if Miami is that one is the one they catch in Miami in game three, that game four in Miami whiteout at 2-1 with a lot for Denver to prove right now, especially right now because they hadn't done anything. But, you know, that is – I think a lot of the sports world will be at 100% that weren't at the beginning of this series.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened for me was I got a list yesterday from Pro Football Focus, which is Browner's favorite website. That's when he puts on his goggles and he goes like this. He goes,
"Oh my God.
Pro Football Focus.
Pro Football Focus. Here's
my data sheet. Wow.
This is what the PFF put the win degree. Get out of here with that madness, dude. Those numbers are for baseball. Stop trying to do that to football, man. Oh, my God. The list is always the list. What's this list about? What's this? How guys throw on Thursday night after three nights rest when the third weekend of September? That's what this statistic is. That's what this list is.
Hey, God, by the
Sundays
way,
after a Monday night that had a preceding Thursday night on a night game
where
away,
someone on the team had a baby. Yeah. Like, get out of here. Right. Who's keeping these stats?
You know, their record on national TV is five. Like, okay, what's that trend? What does it mean?
Well, Jay, speaking of third weekend in September, and I'll come back to this list here in a second. Jay, I'm going to kind of nudge you this season to come with me to a West Liberty University football game at West Liberty University in Wheeling, West Virginia, where your niece is the volleyball coach and my son is the kicker on the football team. This is his last year. We're running out of time here, bro. Yeah. We got to get to a game. Is it all expenses paid?
Yeah.
Are you about to say that if it is, you're in?
Because I'm not going to speak for Jason. Yeah, I don't have any nieces coaching.
September's
nowhere.
Terrible for me. I can't do September.
How about October?
Maybe October.
I ain't going. Ain't no reason for me to ever go to West Virginia.
Well, November, the season's over, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's. You know, I got one.
No,
trip
I guess
planned.
Early November, the college football still. Playing.
I got one trip planned for September. I got one trip planned for October.
Wow, what's your October trip?
I think maybe like the 22nd. I think they're playing Notre Dame.
Which Notre Dame?
And Notre Dame is where my other niece.
Not that Notre Dame.
Is that one in Cleveland or is it in West Liberty?
Notre Dame. It's in West Liberty. Notre Dame College, Browner. Oh, Division II, like, Notre Dame.
So is this like, instead of Coca-Cola, it's like Shasta?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Are they playing Shasta? Is this, instead of Fruit Loops, is this Fruity Loops?
Yeah, no, it's like RC Cola.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I just had to check because I was whoa, they playing Notre Dame? Whoa, this is August?
Yeah. Notre Dame.
I'll go see that.
It's Notre Dame, .. of Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you go. You know? Okay. Now we're talking.
Doesn't matter though. They're like one of the best teams. And so it's a huge game for us. So
no disrespect to these kids. I know I've gotten some anti.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This freaking guy over here. This freaking guy goes on the air and rips away at my guys and they're playing Division II college basketball. And he winds up saying, if the West Liberty football team had as much heart as the West Liberty basketball team, they'd be in the national championship. Yep. And all the coaches at West Liberty heard this and they were like, screw that guy.
Ouch.
Hey, you know,
Do better, man.
So here's the deal.
The 22nd is okay. So 23rd. So 23rd in West Liberty, you're thinking about that game. And you know, the next day on that Sunday, the Titans play the Browns in Cleveland.
Oh, well, I was gonna say because also I got a game where the Rams play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. All right, hold on. I'm gonna get to this list. I'm coming right to it. Stick around. This is Kaplan and Crew. All right, great friends. Hey, it is a Thursday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios and glad to have everybody with us. And by the way, super stoked on this whole thing that's happening with the Padres. I said earlier in today's show, I'm going to be watching the whole game on replay while we're on the air. And we're coming up to the top of the sixth inning right now. And Tatis is going to lead off this inning. And I've just been watching it because I'm like, who's watching this at 10 a.m.? I wanted to watch because I wanted to see what this new MLB broadcast production looked like on Channel 4 San Diego, which, you know, I don't know what their program schedule was, but I think I looked at it earlier in the day and it was like paid programming. Or I'm just like looking through No More Dentures. You guys watching No More Dentures?
It's my favorite program.
Really? You guys like No More Dentures? Really?
Yeah, man.
Rare Silver Coins is the name of the show.
I'm a big fan of McAfee's Security Lock, like the computer, like identity lock. You know, the identity. Yeah, identity theft guy. Yeah, he's good.
Here's a show they got on. Grow Your Hair Back. Discover the science behind rapid hair growth with Scalp Med. You know, here's one. Reduce Wrinkles Now. Plexiderm starts working instantly to reduce the look of fine lines, deep wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye puffiness. I mean, this is what's on. And so for me, I wanted to watch what the Padres would look like on Channel 4 San Diego because very, very selfishly, yesterday we didn't know if we were going to still be on Channel 4 San Diego. And then they called and said, no, dude, we're putting you guys on right after the Padres. And we're like, bomb. great, let's do this. And so I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it today. Hey, by the way, Browner, Dr. Maxey sent me a text because Doc's going to stop by here today. And he says he doesn't have the link. The one from last week isn't working, he says.
False.
So that is false.
Come check his email. False.
Okay. False. Okay.
Just and send even that Alex, to him. False.
Okay, I'll say Browner says false. Okay.
I'm looking right at it. He got it at 10:56 a.m.
All right. He should. He'll handle it. All right. All right. Email 10:56 a.m. I'll tell him.
Hey, allow me, here, doctor.
Here's what I was going to get into, and well, Doc's going to stop by. So I am getting excited for the football season, and I saw a list on Pro Football Focus that when I say Pro Football Focus, Browner always gives us his nerd sound. J-Law, I don't know why that sound is the sound of a geek nerd, you know, a stats nerd. Right. Not a geek nerd, a stats nerd.
Because it's kind of like a mumbling of like, this is why here, just reading it. This is why, this is why it's going to happen.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a thrift store, and I'm going to get one of them big-ass calculators. Remember them old-school calculators that was the size of an iPad? And he was like,
yep.
I'm going to go get one of those today.
Go get one. There's a great thrift store right down the street from my house in Cardiff. Anybody who knows VG's Donuts, it's like one of the most famous donut places.
Okay.
You know where Best Pizza is in that same shopping center?
Best Pizza and Brew there.
Yeah. There's an old school dive bar called The Office. And I mean, don't tell people that.
Oh, it's a cool little bar. It's actually a clean dive bar.
It's kind of a there. I love
that. That sounds like an oxymoron.
I know, but I love that. But my dive bar is the Shanty
and
the
Cranking. Bar?
You know, those are my places, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're all great.
Pillbox. But anyway, so where was I? Where was I going? I was
in that thrift shop.
About to talk about
thrift shop.
Yeah.
Thrift shop. Dude, there is a great thrift shop in that shopping center, dude.
I'm going to pop some tags.
Yeah. $20 in my pocket.
Yeah. I'm going to look at like I want. This is awesome.
Anyway,
that's still better than party all the time.
There's a great little spa up there too. A little Thai masseuse spa up there. It's great.
Where in that same shopping center?
No, up the hill. Yes, that little building that looks out down the hill of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right up there. You just dead ends right into their parking lot, and they got a little suite there, and they do an amazing job.
Browner. Dr. Maxey says, can't find it, man. Only have an email from last week and sent me his email address yet again, as if to say, maybe you sent it to
check the junk.
The wrong place.
Tell him to check junk. Mine came through junk yesterday with Alex.
Dr. Maxey, you don't want to really,
you got to put his email out there for everybody?
I just did.
All right, I'm calling timeout. We got a timeout. We're going to timeout. Come on. Let's hold on.
Tell him to check junk, though, because one of mine from Alex yesterday came in junk because I texted Alex. I'm like, I didn't get it. He's like, I sent it. And then he sent it again on a forward I got.
Yeah.
But then I checked my junk later, and the original was in my junk.
I had the same problem with Alex yesterday. His email didn't come. So, Browner, I haven't stopped at 5. I don't want to put his email on air. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Doc. Browner says that he sent you an email at 10:56 a.m. today.
Yeah, I got emails from 10:49 and 10:57 and 11:03, but nothing at 10:56. And
All right. Brown.
Oh, you know what? Wait. It was in a hidden junk folder.
Yep. I just said. What did I say? So,
I don't know why it went there. I just found it.
Yeah.
Heaton 7.
Yeah. Heaton 7. All right, Doc. We'll see you in a minute.
I called it.
All right.
I called it. And because of that, Heaton 7.
You know what, dude? We were like going to stop like rolling. And I don't know, man. Maybe we just shouldn't stop rolling.
I never did.
I know you didn't. All right. Dr. Maxey is going to jump in here in 1 second. But before he does, here's what I was getting at with this list and why I'm starting to Jones for football. Pro Football Focus put out a list ranking all 32 starting quarterbacks. Here we are. It's early June, right? So we're kind of getting a head start on the season. Who's the number one quarterback going into the NFL season? What do you guys think?
Well, Patrick Mahomes, who's the starter in Tampa Bay? Like, what are we doing? What?
Well, that is a good point. There are some question marks somewhere around the league. All right, who's the number two quarterback? Everybody knows Mahomes. Who's number two?
Probably Josh Allen.
You know, you're right on Josh Allen. Me personally, I put Joe Burrow ahead of Josh Allen, but sure. Joe Burrow's third.
Prove a lot it. Of people will do that, yeah.
Okay. Who's four?
Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
I would say Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, yes.
Oh, wow.
Aaron Rodgers, five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After that.
Youth.
After that, Lamar Jackson, six.
Yeah.
Okay. Jalen Hurts, seven.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, eight.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't hate it.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, nine.
Wow.
Wrong.
Ahead of Deshaun Watson.
Listen to 10. Dak Prescott.
Now it's going off the whip. And I brought up football focus. Here they go.
And I brought this up for both of you guys and your quarterbacks. And here's why, because you've already mentioned Deshaun Watson. 11.
Oh, wow.
Tua with the Miami Dolphins. Tua at 11.
Wow.
12. Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
No way.
Wow. Listen. 13. Finally, Deshaun Watson. Now,
that's
granted,
terrible.
He didn't have a good year. He didn't play that many games. He was off for a year and a half.
He got a masseuse. Stafford needs an orthopedic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference from getting a massage and needing a guy that's going to reconstruct your body. I mean, come on. I mean, how is Stafford ahead of Deshaun Watson?
Well,
Going into this season.
But how about Tua? But listen, 14, Derek Carr.
Brain can't even stay steady.
Yeah, 14, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
15, Geno Smith. These guys are ahead of 16. Jared Goff. Dude, Jared Goff is behind Geno Smith and Derek Carr and Matthew Stafford. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe Jared Goff. Okay, Daniel Jones at 17. Now, Browner, listen to this. 18, Justin Fields, your boy.
Look, man, he has to prove it to other people, not to me. He has to prove it to other people, so I get where they have him
slated.
Yeah,
exactly.
But
yeah.
18 where he's at, if the other inside of that was more not ridiculous, that's fair. Right.
Listen
that's
to this.
Fair.
19, Ryan Tannehill. Russell Wilson at 20. Russell Wilson at 20.
He should be further back. He Mac should be further
Jones.
Back.
Okay, Mac Jones, 21. Kenny
Where's
Pickett.
Daniel Jones?
17.
Daniel oh, okay, Jones, I 17. That. Okay, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Kenny Pickett, 22. Brock Purdy, 23. How could you have Kenny Pickett ahead of Brock Purdy at this? Anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo, Bryce Young with the Panthers, Jordan Love is behind a guy who hasn't played with the Packers, obviously. Sam Howell, Washington, Baker Mayfield listed as the starter in Tampa at 28, Colt McCoy listed as the starter in Arizona, CJ Stroud, Houston, Desmond Ridder, Atlanta, and Anthony Richardson, Indianapolis. I know I got deep into that and went all the way through 32, but I was surprised.
I'm glad
the top
you did.
15 or so.
Because the top 10 to 12 to 13, or actually top 8, great. And 9 to like 18 was just like, what are you watching? What are you paying
jumble.
Attention to?
Yeah.
It's a jumble.
All right. Dr. Max A is standing by. We finally have reconnected with Dr. Max A. You know, Doc Browner is a very, very confident guy. When he says he sent an email at 10:56 this morning, he means it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, last week it popped right into my regular inbox, but this week it went to a random junk folder that none of my email ever goes to.
Well, Browner, like I said, very, very confident guy. And, you know, it's like hard for us. Like, I'm caught in the middle of it all. I'm like, well, but Dr. Max says our guy, and he says he doesn't have it. And Browner's like, no, man, I sent it. You know, and it's like, I don't want to get caught in the middle of this, you know?
That's it. Yeah, that's you know, that's the first time for everything that we got here.
By the way, I'm telling everybody, I'm watching the replay of the Padres 3-1, top of the sixth, runners on second and third with one out. So, and this guy Dixon is up again, who's playing first base today, whose name I really don't even
know.
Yeah, Dr. Max A, quick story for you. I get a message from one of our listeners this week, and she said to me, how do I get a hold of these guys where Alex has lost over 50 pounds? And the one thing about our business is people hear it and they hear it and they hear it, but when they need it, then they're like, oh, where do I find that? You know? Mm-hmm. So I explained it to her. She goes to our website, she clicks on the iThrive Lean, she fills out whatever it is. She gets an email in return. You're on the waiting list. She's like, waiting list? What do you mean waiting list? Doc, I feel like we are like everybody is taking this product now to lose weight, that one of our listeners who wants it now is on a waiting list. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we have like 400 people right now who are trying to get to. We have, our office here is pretty small, so we've been trying to expand. We're going to open up our hours and still planning on the second location pretty soon, hopefully by
July. Did you say 400, like 400?
400. So we're trying to catch up as much as we can, but we, you know, we lost some staff and then had to train up some new people. I've been hiring multiple people every week, trying to keep up with everything as much as possible. So I assure anyone who's trying to get on the program, it's a hard medication to get, and it's hard to get access to, and it's hard to find clinics who are doing it. So I understand when people are looking for it, that they want it. And we are trying our best to continue to supply it and get people in our door as well.
Wow.
So
that's crazy. You know,
unfortunately, we had to put a wait list on because we don't want to give bad service to our existing customers. And we want to make sure that we are set up to give new customers the best service possible and be able to make sure that they get the quality care that they deserve.
All right, hold on. Time out one quick second. My man Dixon here got a single, drove in Tatis, runners on first and third. It's the top of the sixth, and the Padres now have a 4-1 lead. I'm watching the replay because in the middle of the afternoon, I'm guessing most of you guys did not watch the game at 10 o'clock this morning. Doc, that's amazing. I mean, it's not us. I mean, it's the product. It's the service. It's kind of a combination of it all.
Yeah, it's a perfect storm, you know. It's just one of those things that they're making it harder to get. So we continue working on getting access to and continue to keep access for our patients who are currently on it and well into the future as well. So, you know, it's just challenging for a lot of people to get it and a lot of people who don't qualify through their insurance or from their like straight medical history and presentation. You know, it's really hard to qualify for medication through the traditional programs that they're available in. So we do our best to make it available to as many people as possible at an affordable price too, which just means that we got a bit overloaded, unfortunately. So,
and Doc, as you're speaking, Cronenworth single right over second base, and Bogart scores, and now there's runners on first and third, and now it's a 5-1 Padres lead. Again, For those of you that are listening right now, you're like, what are you talking about? The game was earlier. Yeah, I'm watching the replay while we're on the air because I'm under the assumption that most of you guys didn't watch this game because it was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So, it's nice to see him hit with runners in scoring position twice in one day at least.
Right, you know? Right. So exactly. That gets people excited.
That's a good omen for me is all I can say.
Hey, Doc, since you're here, we'll let you roll. But since there's such a waiting list now to get into this iThrive Lean program, other than that, I'm going to send people your way anyway, because there's a lot of other reasons. Like I need to come in and get some testosterone going.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the IVs. We got the testosterone. We have tons of testing available, you know, so for the most part, everything else we do is still on board right now, and we're cruising along with that. But I do want to say that we've hired a ton of people to start working through our list. So we're hoping to get fully caught up on it pretty soon here in the next couple of weeks and get everything going as business per usual, like it was before.
So. Dude, I feel for you guys. I didn't realize. Hey, I guess we're all doing a good job between the actual medication and those of us that promote the brand and the work you guys are doing. Hey, Doc, it's good to see you, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Thomas Maxey from iThrive. And you can go onto our website, kaplanandcrew.com, and click and learn all about the iThrive Lean program. Dude, they got a waiting list of 400 people because we just keep – I know, isn't that crazy? Because everybody wants to lose weight, and everybody has seen Alex lose 50-plus pounds, and it works.
That's the thing. It works.
It works.
The funny thing, you never seen a commercial for crack cocaine because it works, okay? You will never see a commercial for something that works, okay? As a 400-person waiting list, this thing works, man. It works.
Well, Bronner, you have a friend that's on it too, right?
Absolutely. He was 300 pounds, 6'11", 290. No, it was 310 when he started. He's down to 290, I think, 288, something like that.
What are the doctors? What would doctors even recommend to be the good weight for 6'11"?
Does he know? Do you know? It, I mean, has he?
No,
has he,
I don't know what the body mass index is for a 6'11" guy.
Because you don't want to be 6'11", 190.
I mean, he's a naturally thick fella.
Right. He's naturally thick fella. Your bones, your skeletons alone.
He's Oklahoma thick.
Right. Right.
Big husky fella.
By the way, the hitting with runners in scoring position is happening. It's a 7-1 Padres lead now. And the new catcher, Sanchez, who hit a home run earlier, actually just hit with runners in scoring position, something the other two Padres catchers haven't been able to do all season long. This guy Sanchez is about to take the Padres by storm, number 99.
Can we just say those other two guys are fired? Can we just, he won the job.
Yeah, I would think that he's the everyday catcher, and this other Dixon guy's showing up, and
And Browner now Solace can go back to the extended spring training. You don't have to fast track through Lake Elsinore, even though he's turning 17 today.
Put my dog Solace back on the actual regimen that they had him on to slowly bring him up, as opposed to be like, hey, listen, man, we batting 098. You can do that. Come on up, player. Come on up. You can hit 098. You can see some of these curveballs. You're going to have to hit him at some point. Why not right now?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Sanchez saved him some at-bats, some embarrassment, some hardship. Good for you, Gary Sanchez, because this just bought you until All-Star break. You here. Let's get him a real contract.
Hey, how about if Gary Sanchez becomes the turnaround leader of the Padres? Now, Azokar just had a single. So now Sanchez is on second. Runners on first and second. Padres have a big lead. Top of the sixth inning. Playing a baseball game at 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. And so here in the afternoon, I'm watching the replay. I got to congratulate our partners over at Channel 4 and at Cox and your view, because we've been on this channel for the last 2 years, and it's just kind of a place where you can put on content for, frankly, for like older folks who have, listen, it all skews female, but for us to be on that channel, they wanted more sports programming, and now they got the Padres, and after the Padre games, we come on.
That's cool.
I know, dude. Isn't that cool?
It's really cool.
I underestimated cable TV for the last 2 years, Jay, and then all of a sudden the Padres became the lead-in. I can't wait for the Padres to get back home, because when they do and people are watching on West Coast time and then they get done with the game and they leave the TV on and then they're like, oh, I've not even known that this show is on. Yeah, right. Yeah. This is still a thing.
There's always going to be enough people that, still love radio. They still feel comfortable with the old kind of cable TV that was the thing that was them. There's still people, there's still always going to be people. And actually, Jackie Mason made a prediction that the newspaper will make a comeback one day. Once we get tired of everything just blurting in our eyes, maybe just sitting down, relaxing and reading some stuff may come back. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, you're probably right.
I haven't picked up a newspaper in so long that if I picked up a newspaper now, I'd be like, "Ugh, God, yeah, my hands are disgusting." Yeah.
Anyway. I think maybe just a sect is what he was talking about. Sometimes,
although
people came back to the old turntable and bought and
dude, turntables are these things, vinyls back more than ever.
Of course, comic books from the old kind of there's a genre there. I'm just saying, obviously, yes, the masses will always be digital, but there will be maybe some growing sects that go, give me that again. I want that. I miss it.
All right, do this. Hold on for 1 second. We're going to get uncensored here. And I'm going to say to all the radio listeners, stay with us. It's 7-1 Padres, top of the sixth, runners on first and second, and somehow Austin Nola is in the game. And he's facing an 0-2. I don't know what's going on here for, whatever reason. Nola's getting an at-bat here. Anyway, listen, we're going to get uncensored. Radio listeners, stay with us. We got plenty more to get to. Podcasters, let's get uncensored together right now. All right, a little uncensored. Browner, are you still singing Party All the Time or something?
God damn right I'm still singing motherfucking Party All the Time.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and then I just, I see... I see Rick James. Dude, I see Rick James. Rick, he's in the control room. He's like, yeah, motherfucker.
Rick's just like, man, when they hear this, I'm going to sell so many more records, because people will be like, man, I got to go listen to some Rick James after this.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
He's just celebrating, listening to Eddie sing that he's celebrating, going, oh, man, people are going to have to run to get more of my records, get this out of their eyes, ears, brain.
It's don't be hating, man. Don't be
don't
hating.
Hate. Don't
we, be all, hating. We all
Eddie Murphy.
We all it's do. Me. We all do. But Party All the Time is a great record.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy, it I was is. Like 10 years old when he came on Saturday Night Live, and that's like right when I was like, you know, into that show.
Yep.
And me too. I mean, unbelievable what he did to that show.
Dude, I it's so funny you say
how
that.
How the hell is that still on television? Saturday Night Live went from being great with Eddie Murphy and all these great young, energetic, creative artists. And then it had this desert period, and it just never went off the air.
No, never, never. Even I remember, like, so Jay, I'm with you.
Yeah,
because
a couple years older than me. Yeah,
yeah. The Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd era, the original cast. Like, I was really young for that.
Right, I remember it, but
yeah,
you can't get they and they had some really kind of highbrow humor. Like they went after some very kind of like you had to be. Older to understand.
There are still things though that from that original era of SNL that are ingrained in my brain. Like sure. I want to say Robert Klein comes into a restaurant where John Belushi is like
that's
the chef.
One of the great sketches
and,
of
and,
all
and
time.
He, and he's like, hey, can I Robert Klein's like, hey, can I get a little more of that like
no.
juice, you know? And Belushi's like, you like any juice, huh? The juice is good. Yes, my friend, it's good. The juice. You like any juice, huh? And Robert Klein's like, yeah, I like it. Can I get some more of it? You like it, a juice, huh? It's good, my friend. You like it, a juice. He won't give him the juice,
right?
You know, I can love that.
Yeah, or the when he Robert Klein goes and order Brett when they're the
cheeseburger.
Yeah, the Czechoslovakian guys that are running the flat top. Everything's a cheeseburger and Coke. He goes in. Right. It's 7 a.m. I want breakfast. No, cheeseburger. And every time he fights with him, he's saying cheeseburger back, and he goes, no, eggs, and he's like, cheeseburger. And Dan Aykroyd thinks he's ordering another cheeseburger, and Dan Aykroyd just keeps putting a new burger on the flat top. Cheeseburger, and he's repeating it back to him, and then they're arguing about cheeseburger, or the one guy wants a hamburger. The classic sketch.
Right. How about Dan Aykroyd, with a blender? And he takes the Bass-O-Matic, right? He goes and he gives it to the to, and he she goes like this. The girl goes, that's good bass.
You don't have to fillet it. You don't have to fry it. You know, it's just the bass. You take the bass, you put it in the bass. And all it was a blender with a bass in it.
Right.
And they
Bass-O-Matic.
The
Bass-O-Matic. I mean, so I'm with you, man. But I love old school SNL. Original SNL, but Browner, you're right, man. Freaking thing's been on forever, just forever. Hey, by the way, more runners in scoring position. Which, okay, can we all now stop bullshitting each other? For anybody who was listening on radio today, I was like, oh, hey, well, I'm doing this thing where I'm watching the replay, but you guys all know we're recording right at this time. So I'm watching this shit live. Fucking Fernando Tatis, 10-1 now, had the bases loaded, cleared the bases, and Tatis is at second. So the Padres.
Wow.
Bats have come to life and have exploded.
So can you spread some of these runs out, though? We need a three of these.
This is what I was about to say. This is how they fuck your brain up. This is how they fuck your brain up. Because statistically, wow, when you look down at the sheet, it doesn't look as bad with runners in scoring position at certain points of the season. But they do this. They get them all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, if you would have gotten one of these, you would have won the fucking game.
Yeah.
Now here's
it's like a guy that averages – it's like a guy that averages 25 a game, but he never gets around 25. It's like, hey, I have 40, and then he was such a disappointment. He had 13
correct.
The next night. Mm-hmm. 38, 15, and he was like 2 of 20.
Six
the
in
field.
There somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. But he averages 25.
Yeah. All right, so today is Thursday, and Grande's got today off and tomorrow off, and both of you guys are back tomorrow. All right, Jay, you back? You good?
Having fun, man.
I know, love man. It. You're doing great.
I always have fun with you guys.
You know? All right. So listen, let me just say this. I'm hustling out cause I got like a ton of shit to do. Which number one thing I got to do is I got to get my fucking hair like colored. It's just turning just total
come on, man.
Gray.
Cut that shit out, man. Let it be gray, bro.
No, man. All my dog is like, bro. No, dog. It's like a rusty gray. It's like,
you still got like good enough hair to like, let it, you can color it. And for, you know, another 10 years and then you start letting
opinion.
It just go take its course. That's what my plan is.
That should be
is,
one right? opinion that matters about your hair.
Yeah. It's she's like, I think she's ready for me to get it colored a little bit though.
All right.
Yeah.
Well then if she want to get it colored, then that's different. But if your kids want to get it colored, shut up. I'm paying for you to do everything. You start paying for me to do something and then you can tell me what to do with my hair. Hell yeah. Pay to color my hair? Hell yeah. Or you gonna color my hair? If not, go stop spending my money. Go get a job.
Yeah, all of y'all.
I'm gonna keep the gray out of my hair and beard for the most parts until my early 60s, and then I'm just gonna coast into my old age.
There you go. There you go. What
That's the post. You know, just let it go gray, let it go silver.
Don't listen to this mofo. Don't listen to him. Don't listen.
Coast into my old age. Meaning, like, I'm not gonna worry about how old I start looking.
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't worry about that now.
Well, I do.
Well, you know what? I take it back. You should.
I go do stand up. I'm on, you know.
You have other interests that you need to keep interested. This
guy's right. Yeah, right. That's right.
He's not.
You can't be.
I don't want to look like Al. I don't want me and my wife to look like Al Pacino and his wife. You know.
Oh, dude.
You see, yo, I saw. Yo, listen. Let me tell. Before we go, Al Pacino. I saw him on this fucking Sylvester Stallone reality show.
Yeah,
he looks like
they're having
shit.
Pizza, right?
Dude, he's 83 years old.
He fucking looks baby terrible.
But he just had a baby with a 29-year-old woman.
And then I look up and
he's having one. They just announced the pregnancy.
Oh, is that the pregnant?
Yeah,
this woman's pregnant. Mm-hmm. She
De Niro
like,
just had one,
right? And he's like 79, I think.
Yep, Pacino's old lady. Okay,
mm-hmm. young lady is
amazing.
Really,
just utterly gorgeous. Looks like
29 years old.
Just he's modeling somewhere.
Can you imagine her looking at him naked, being like, "Oh, look at those balls."
Listen, that girl, that is an investment. That she, listen, she is doing an investment. This is an investment.
Right.
This is a young woman who started a business. Oh. Okay.
Well, she dated, you know her track record, right?
She dated Mick Jagger,
right?
She dated
Mick Jagger, and she dated another ancient somebody. Who was it? It was Mick Jagger and it'll come to me. But anyway, finish your point there, Brown.
Yeah, I mean, my point is her looking at him naked, being like, "Yeah, I love the way his left nut touches his knee."
This woman, this young woman, and decided to start a business of being a cum dumpster for these old rich men, and it has paid off. She has hit the jackpot because whatever happens to her going forward,
she has a baby.
Good.
Right. Well, I know I've told you. I think I've told you guys a story. I know this woman who was single and had never had any children. Very good looking. She was about I want to say like 45-ish, right? And she had married a guy. He was a good guy. You know, they had a nice marriage. Whatever. Never had kids. Marriage ends, right? So she winds up dating a guy. I won't say the guy's name, but he was a
Gary Sanchez.
No, but he was an owner of sports teams, and he had several teams that he owned. And so this is a private jet billionaire kind of guy. She's 45. He's like 82, 83, something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
They get married. They're now like, you know, every magazine in their town has pictures of them at every freaking, you know, charity event, blah, blah, blah. People think she's this gold digger. They're kind of knocking on her, right? She's never had a kid. Through in vitro fertilization, she gets impregnated.
She better.
She has the baby. He dies. Like, I mean, like this is his child. He dies.
Just left, planned.
He left me.
Right.
He
all
left
like, planned.
On he, schedule.
He left me with the baby who is going to, you know, is his name and is going to continue on his legacy, even though his other children are in their 60s.
Sure.
You know,
his kids are 60.
Right. Even though his oldest son is 59. You know what I mean? Like his new little baby daughter, he's adding to his legacy. So he left me the daughter, the private jet,
the fortune,
and the bank account filled with millions.
Probably had a little trust for each of the older kids that made like, here's a little like a little slice, but she's getting the estate.
You're 50. You got your own life, son. Go let the baby have it.
And I'll tell you guys, I was single at the time.
God.
And I was single at the time. Like I was, you know, getting divorced. I was early kind of stages of my divorce. And I was like, could I do with her what she did with him?
Yep. Yeah, you
right?
can.
You know what I'm saying? Like she married
after
this older.
After a divorce like you went through? Yeah.
Yeah, like she married this older rich guy to have his baby and get his money. And I'm coming out of a bad divorce, but I got four kids already, so I'm good. Could I go be her boy toy and we could just use his money and his plane?
Yeah. He gone. Yeah. Somebody should enjoy it. Can't take it with him.
Yeah, you can marry more in a minute than you can make in a lifetime.
That's
true.
There
you go.
That's true.
All right,
listen to me.
Take all your shit.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Support our sponsors. Visit our website. We love you. And we're back tomorrow. Peace out.
Peace.